Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Christian's with me on the line today because, Christian, you got in touch with us to raise an issue about ice skating. What's the problem?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. Just by way of context, my daughter is 7 and she took to ice skating last year in January. She frequented one of these pop-up ice skating rinks around Dublin and immediately took to it and was very disappointed when the rinks closed at the end of January. She basically wished away the summertime, you know, in anticipation for the new winter season to come along and see the pop-up shops reopen again, which they did. And so we've been frequenting those quite a number of times, but they're very dear. They're basically 20 to 21 euros a ticket.
For a child?
And for a well, it's 19 euros for a child and it's 21 euros for an adult. So if I take her, it would be 41 euros a pop between the pair of us, and that's without booking fees. So there's usually, I think Swords has a booking fee for their rink of 3 euro.
And you, so presumably if she's 8, you probably have to, someone probably has to go with her, do they, for the time she's there?
She can't go alone, I always have to go with, which I love. I love ice skating, so that's good. But like, it's cost me near 300 euro now for the season to date, and the season's not even over yet. It's incredibly dear. And then I happened to see, because we were having chats about maybe going up north for a weekend, and I said, well, sure, let's see if they have an ice rink. And they obviously do in Belfast. They have a permanent ice rink, and their tickets are £8 per adult and child. So they offer £6 for children below 4. So it's £8 a ticket. So it'd be £16 between the two of us, as opposed to 45 euro that I would pay in Ireland for. Theirs is a Olympic size permanent structure, and you know, it just it's extortionate.
And I know there's quite a few of the pop-up ice rinks, you know, around Dublin, and I mean they're in other parts of the country as well, and they're a great facility. I know quite a few of my friends have brought their children and they absolutely love them. But your question is why is there a disparity of £8 for an adult and child in Northern Ireland and 19 and £21 in Dublin or the rest of the country?
Exactly. And they're not having any facility during the year. Now, you know, I guess the news gods probably had a chuckle today, because it's happened that it was reported in the Irish Times that plans are being submitted for a permanent Olympic-sized ice rink in Cherrytown, which is fantastic news. I mean, that is fantastic.
Yeah, but I was only reading that this morning. It's a huge site. It's a 5,000 seat indoor arena they're talking about.
That's right. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that happens. But, you know, as with everything, it takes time and intensive capital and effort. So, you know, we'll see if that happens. But in the meantime, we're having to frequent these pop-up ice rinks, which, to your point, they're great. A little small sometimes, very overcrowded as well. But they're very dear. And now I get they have to bring in all the kits and they probably have to import all the bits and bobs to make it work.
I wonder, is it because they're, you know, pop-up arenas or pop-up centres? Is that why they're more costlier? I mean, we reached out actually to some of the owners behind the pop-up ice skating rinks across the country today, just to try and get a sense, Christian, to answer your question. Why are the tickets so much more expensive here? We haven't heard back from any of them yet, but 1800 453 106, if you're listening and want to join us. I assume insurance is going to be a big part of this.
Yes, as it always is. I mean, that's ever present for any public event, you know. It's dear. I have to say, throughout the year, because I saw this coming, so I was lucky. I saved up during the year, knowing that I'm going to spend at least 250 to 300 euro for the season. And
she's mad,
you know,
into it.
That's where we are.
Yeah, and
she's
for the 20. Sorry, for the 19 euro for the child and 21 quid for yourself, Christian. How long do you get, or do you get skates or stuff with that, or do you still have to go and buy your own then?
So the skates are included in the pricing, as it is in for the Dublin for the Belfast rink as well. So it seems like it's standard that skates are always included. But, you know, my daughter now, Santa brought her a pair of skates, which is lovely. But she doesn't get any concession for bringing along her own skates, which is a shame. But be that as it may, it's you know, it's 21 euro for about 45 minutes to 50 minutes of skating, I think it is. So yeah.
Okay, stay with us, Christian, because I know you're looking to try and get answers to this today. 1800 453 106 is the number. With Mark's with us on the line, Christian. Mark, you've been skating, I believe, for over 40 years.
Yeah, 46 years.
Right, and how did you get into it?
Well, I was 12 years old and was a little ice rink in Dolphin's Barn, and that's where I started skating, and I just loved it from the very first time I went, and stuck with it over the years. And then when that closed, I gave up skating for a couple of years, got married, had some kids, and went ice skating with the kids in the RDS, and then started going back to ice skating in Belfast.
So you travel up and down to Belfast, but it was those pop-up, yeah. You know, a lot of the pop-up facilities probably attracted you to skating in the first place.
No, it was a permanent one that was in Dolphin's Barn, but it was in an old cinema. It's all gone now. There's apartments there now.
Okay.
So that was there, was there for a good few years, but it was only a little ice rink. It was probably only half the size of the one that gentleman was talking about there in Swords.
Mm.
But that's where I started. I think the reason why the ice rinks are so expensive is that they're out to make money. Firstly, and it is very costly to set up, and
I imagine it must be huge money to set these things up.
Yeah, it costs huge money to set it up, and then even to keep the ice is huge money. And the one in Belfast is operated by the local authority, so its costs are down because of that, probably subsidised a little bit.
It's like the local leisure centre, basically. You know, that if the county council is running it.
Castlereagh Borough Council, I think it's called. So it's like the local council.
So the cost of, you know, ice skating being your hobby, this is something, Mark, you can empathise then with Christian.
Absolutely, yeah. And then I'm dying for one to open. There's a few little ones opened in Castleknock for a while. There was one in Dundalk for 5 years. They all closed because... Well, Dundalk was too far away for, you know, when the recession hit, for people to travel up. And there's a little one in Castleknock, and it just wasn't in the right location. I think that the money is there to build one, but they can't get the land.
Well, you heard Christian mention that the Prime Arena Holdings are planning to develop this 5,000-seat indoor arena with an Olympic-sized ice rink on an 8-acre site at Cherrywood in Dublin. And I was only reading this morning that, you know, several different business and sporting groups have kind of thrown their weight and their support behind this kind of new winter sports facility in Dublin.
Yeah, I think there's two Olympic-sized pads going in, one in the main arena and a separate one as well.
Mm. And you think there's demand for it? You do, yeah.
About 5 years. Yeah, I mean, we have hockey teams and figure skaters, speed skaters that compete internationally, and they have to travel to Belfast or to the UK.
Well, actually, I think
UK mainland.
Yeah, I think one of those, Aaron Gully, is on the line as well here, Mark. Aaron, you're the president of the Irish Ice Hockey Association. Why is it so expensive to ice skate in Ireland?
Well, thank you for having me. As you have all touched on so far, it's a multitude of reasons. One, obviously, there's quite an investment to put in these facilities. But the insurance is astronomical, and I think that's where a lot of the costs lie, because the insurance companies, for a lot of reasons, I'm not in insurance, but they charge quite a high rate for these facilities. So, unfortunately, I imagine that's where a lot of the costs lie.
That's where it is. And this new facility that's been talked about in Cherrywood, I presume, Aaron, for you and your members, this is something you welcome.
Sure. We always welcome the possibility of an ice rink or an ice facility in Ireland. We've been working on it for the last 10 or 12 years to try to bring a facility like this to Ireland. A project of this sort of size and magnitude is quite complex, and there's a lot of money involved, both private and public. Mm. So there's a lot of wheels in motion, and we certainly hope that Prime Arena Holdings can bring this to fruition.
Yeah. Do you think there would be demand? Do you think there would be demand, Aaron, for a facility like this?
I absolutely believe there would be. Yeah. I mean, if you look just up the road in Belfast, with the Belfast Giants at the Odyssey Arena, they are probably in the top two or three most successful teams in the English Elite Hockey League and in Europe. They have the Dundonald Ice Bowl, which is, as one of the other callers said, is run by Lisburn Castlereagh County Council, which is so successful that they are currently now building a new replacement, which should be open in 2027. So if it's that much of a demand in Northern Ireland, I think that absolutely there would be the demand for
something
here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you hear both Mark and Christian, you know, talking about, you know, potentially travelling up and down to Northern Ireland, to Belfast, to the rink there. Bill Cremin is the managing director of iceskating.ie, and Bill is with us here on the line today. Because, Bill, you heard, or I don't know how much of Christian you heard at the very start of the programme today, talking about the expense of going ice skating in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Why is it so expensive, Bill?
Very simple, Andrea, and I did hear your caller talking as well, because I've made the journey. My kids were played ice skating on the temporary ice rinks that we've had over the years since 2007. So I've made the trip from Cork with a car full of kids who were playing ice hockey, and we were all over the country on the temporary rinks, and also going to Belfast and Dundonald. So I'm very familiar with the facilities in Belfast. And we've longed for, I suppose, as a member of the ice hockey community in Ireland, we've longed for a permanent facility in Ireland for years. And we've tried various schemes and methods to try and enable it. But essentially, it requires these type of facilities, these infrastructural facilities, require major, I suppose, government support. And the facilities in the north are fantastic, but they are, you know, as your listener said, they're largely council and government funded.
And that's the difference.
And I suppose, and that's the difference. Yeah. And, you know, like we spoke at ministerial level, and I know the Irish Figure Skating Association and the Irish Ice Hockey Association, which are both members of the, both of national governing bodies here, members of Sport Ireland, they've been, I suppose, trying to make these permanent facilities happen for years. Because we do have, like, we, you know, with the hurling background that we have a natural skill and talent at ice hockey. And it would have been fantastic to, you know, see that develop in, within the structure.
So you're the managing director, Bill, of iceskating.ie. Yeah. So you guys run facilities in Cork, and of course, a lot of our listeners will know the ice skating rink that's out at Dunleary Harbour.
Blanche. Exactly.
Yeah, great. Yeah, Cork, so yeah. You are kind of in charge of these pop-up facilities. And just, I suppose, to answer Christian's question in the email and the reason he got in touch with us here today, and we do appreciate, by the way, you getting in contact when you heard him calling in. Yeah. What sort of costs are we talking about? Why is it that, you know, Christian and his daughter can skate in Belfast for £8, but it costs €19 for 45 minutes in Dublin?
Yeah, or even more. Look, the simple answer, Andrea, is that the facilities in the north are permanent facilities with permanent infrastructure. And the pop-up facilities that we operate in Dublin and Cork are literally that. They're pop-up facilities. So, for example, our structures, our events take place under temporary structures. And these are large marquees. All of our power and our cooling and everything that you see on an ice skating rink has to be brought in at considerable cost and a considerable expense. So we have a significant cost base just on the infrastructure basis alone. Everything that you see in an ice rink will be gone in February.
Yeah. So there's a short lifespan in this, isn't there, Bill? You know, it's probably,
It's 3 months. I would say that the margin on the ice skating in Belfast and Dublin is probably not different. The cost base is significantly different, and that's what drives the price, you know? So when you go back and you visit Dunleary Harbour or Millennium Park in Blanchardstown, come February, you will see that all the infrastructure that was there has all been removed and the sites restored to what they were before we were on site. And like, it's, we have a lot of variables. So like, obviously weather, you remember Storm Eoin last year affected us significantly.
That's right.
And the weather warnings at the moment where people can't travel, for example, affect us significantly. So we, it's quite, you know, there's no outcome guaranteed with that. And the charge, the costs that are charged are what's needed to cover the risks that are involved and the substantial cost involved in setting up these temporary facilities.
Yeah. And is there no way that they could, you know, you could extend the operating period of them even for a few months? That, you'll see quite a few texts from listeners today, you know, who've children who'd love to take part in February and March and April as well, you know?
We'd love to do it because, like, it's a lovely business. It's a really fantastic family activity that the whole family can participate in together. Unfortunately, though, the rental costs for all the equipment and the costs of all that infrastructure, they're all, it's rented infrastructure. So the cost goes on. And unfortunately, it's a bit like trying to have Christmas in the middle of summer. People just don't want it.
Right. Yeah, the demand.
So like there's a winter, there's a season for ice skating. And in our experience, some nearly 20 years, it's winter season. And we try to stretch it as we do from November, let's say, to the end of January. And when we've tried to run it beyond that before, which we have done, we find that actually the costs start to get significantly more.
Numbers
than
aren't there.
And, the numbers just aren't there. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
I hope that Christian answers your question. Although I take it your daughter might like to go. She'd probably go skating in June or July if she had the option, by the sounds of things.
I should absolutely do that. Yeah, no, but that's very helpful to understand. I would say, though, just for the gentleman's comment just now, I do think, you know, there are some sunk costs involved with importing the goods and all, you know, setting it up. And I completely appreciate that. But it stands to reason that a few months extra shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't have a major financial impact. Even if you kept one site going for a month or two extra, you know, maybe trial that and see does it work. It seems logical to have a facility there, even if it's just for a few more weeks in the year, rather than just the 6 to 8 weeks, the 8 to 12 weeks that's currently provided.
It might be something, Bill, for your prospective business plans going forward.
Do you know what, Andrew? We look at it all the time, and like, I know of so many kids who are so disappointed when the ice rinks come to an end every year. It kind of breaks my heart a bit. Unfortunately, and we have looked at it before, I'd love to do it. I mean, we love the business. We love ice skating. We love the people who go ice skating. But if we're to come back the following year, then we have to make it work for us from season to season. So, as I say, at the end of January, regretfully, is end of ice skating season. So I would urge your listeners, in the last few weeks we've got great sales out at the moment, so we're just trying to encourage people to get out there. Skate as much as you want.
Fair play to you, Bill, for getting in touch. We've John Hetherington, who's the treasurer of the Flying Ducks and the Ice Hockey Club there as well. John, you know, there's obviously, and I can tell from the WhatsApp messages today, there's huge interest in ice skating around the country. I presume you'd welcome this plans for a new facility in South Dublin.
Oh yeah, very much so. It would be great to have this facility in and to have the people of Ireland and surrounding Dublin area having access to the ice to be able to figure skate, just recreational skate, play ice hockey. There can't be many countries in Europe that don't have a dedicated ice rink in the whole country, and Ireland doesn't have this facility at all. I mean, as a bit of background to us, my children play ice hockey, which involves us going up to Belfast, the Dundonald rink, on a pretty regular basis. And it's a 2-hour drive there, 2 hours back. It's quite a long trip to go in there to do the training and also to just go for recreational skating. Just on the costs that were mentioned there, yeah, it is much cheaper to go skating in Dundonald. But I do appreciate some of the arguments that have been raised with regards to the cost of ice skating on these temporary rinks. I think for me, I suspect the bottom line comes down to the fact that there's local authority involvement in in the north, whereas...
Mm. Well, if they're run by the local authorities of the council, you know, that obviously removes an awful lot of the risk for those operating the facilities. I see an interesting text here from listener. Really, I have very happy memories of ice skating, particularly as a teenager in the 80s around Dolphin's Barn and at the Silver Skate in Phibsborough in Dublin. I feel like there was just so much more for us to do as teenagers back then. Another listener says, surely it's all down to insurance. Is that not the reason the costs are high? And another listener tells us that their local swimming pool in Brussels is heated by the ice rink via a heat pump. So why don't they just build the ice rinks? The people will come. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Christian, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Also, Mark, Aaron Gully, John Hetherington and Bill Kremen there, who's the managing director of iceskating.ie.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.